This is Ozarks at Large for the final Friday of August 2020. With me on the phone from her home in Bella Vista is Becca Martin Brown, who is the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Welcome back to Ozarks, Becca.
We have an itinerary. If y'all are new to this, it means I'm going to tell you what to do for entertainment all weekend. You can ignore me, but we have enough things to tell you.
And
how exciting is that?
And I'm going to tell you to socially distance, wash your hands, wear your mask, do all those things no matter what you're doing or where you're doing it.
Absolutely. I had to go back to the gym this week, so socially distanced and masks and hand sanitizer. And yeah, so on with the good news. Tonight starts the itinerary with a new Theater Squared production that I'm not sure I understand. But it's going to be super cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the new play series, and it's called Russian Troll Farm. And the premise is a business in St. Petersburg, Russia, where disinformation is their business.
Which sounds like real life.
Right. And the playwright, Sarah Ganser, says she didn't work at making the characters Russian, so it should feel like The Office and Parks and Rec and What We Do in the Shadows. But it looks at these people who are essentially, as she says, playwrights. They're making up stories and selling them.
Okay.
Now, here's the part I'm not sure I understand. The director, Jared Mazzocchi, has figured out a way to use the Zoom platform. This is going to look, I think, like the old live TV shows.
I Love Lucy.
Like I Love Lucy, where they were admittedly live, but they're going to cut and edit and overlay because their actors are all in different places.
Gotcha.
It's going to be really cool. And it happens tonight at 7 live.
Okay.
So you can see this happen like a live TV performance with technicians editing on the fly and the actors working live and this weird combination of theater and live TV. All done on the Zoom platform.
And then it happens tonight at 7, but if you can't see it live, is there an opportunity for you to see it otherwise?
They will tape it, and it will be available all weekend.
Okay.
Admission is by donation. And you can find all this at theater2.org. Tomorrow morning, you can get up and you can go down to the Fayetteville Square. And you can go to Phoenix Fayetteville, where they have a new exhibit called Chaos, Confusion, Creativity.
That sounds right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Clearly looking at the pandemic, and they had to change what they were planning to do, so they invited all of their artists that are members of Phoenix Fayetteville to submit work for this show. And then it will change. I mean, some work may go away, new work may come throughout the time that it's open, and it's open until October 31st. So it's an ongoing art exhibit.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, and
it'll
evolving.
It'll continue to evolve.
Right.
Yes. Gallery hours are 11 to 2 Thursday and Friday and 10 to 1 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, you can go to the Momentary.
What's happening at the Momentary?
Well, A, they're open, and B, they're doing all sorts of things to take you outdoors.
And outdoors is nice right now.
Yeah, not just the You Belong Here sculpture, but they have a flag project and other things going on outdoors where you should be able to spend a good chunk of the day. They have a new Narcissus garden that they just installed, Yayo Kusama's Narcissus garden. It's just a good place to spend your Sunday. They are open from 10 to 7 on Sunday, and that should get you clear through until you have time to stop and read your Sunday paper.
Which you can do digitally or still physically.
Well, some of you can. Well, yeah, it still comes to everybody physically.
Right.
Because
right.
It's Sunday.
Right.
Because right. That's where all the best stuff is, like What's Up. And in What's Up this Sunday, you're going to find a story about the North Forest Lights coming back to Crystal Bridges on September 4th.
That's exciting.
a very cool Warbirds weekend over Labor Day at the Arkansas Air and Military Museum.
Mm-hmm.
They've got both, I got to get this right, a B-17 Flying Fortress and a B-29 Super Fortress.
Those are some big planes.
Are both coming in. Those are some 400 and some odd feet wingspans,
mm-hmm.
which is what? How big's a football field?
100 yards?
That's half a football field.
Yeah.
So that's 300 feet. That's half a football field wingspan.
Right.
That's a big plane.
Yeah, it is.
You can ride in them. It's very expensive, but you could also go see them for not very expensive. So there's a story about that. The Rogers Historical Museum has a new online exhibit about women and the right to vote.
100th anniversary.
Which some of us still believe in.
Yeah.
It's a good weekend. It's a good weekend.
Well, have fun, everybody. Be careful. Be safe. And
wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
Wash your hands.
Yes, often. And we'll reconvene next Friday. How's that?
Isn't it wonderful that we have some things to look forward to?
Yes. Yes.
That makes Mama happy. And if Mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
So we want to be happy. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Becca.
Thank you, sir.